This is Professor Manoj Viswanathan of UC Hastings Law to provide a brief analysis of Proposition 15 on California's November ballot. Proposition 15 is a property tax measure that would require some commercial real estate to be taxed at fair market value and not purchase price. Proposition 13, which went into effect in 1978, amended California's constitution such that property taxes could only be levied on the real property's acquisition value rather than its fair market value. And Proposition 13 applied to both residential and commercial real estate. Proposition 15, what's on the ballot in November, aims to remove some commercial real estate from the Prop 13 regime. So what exactly would Prop 15 do? Well, the tax rate for commercial property would stay at 1%, but there would be periodic fair market value assessments, no more than 3 years apart, to determine the taxable base. Proposition 15 notably does not change how residential property is taxed. Residential property would stay subject to Proposition 13. Proposition 15 would also affect how a business's tangible personal property is taxed. Tangible personal property is business property that isn't real estate, that is, property that can be moved, such as machinery and office equipment. This property is commonly known as business equipment. Business equipment is currently taxed at 1%, but under Prop 15, all businesses can exempt $500,000 of business equipment from the tangible personal property tax. Also under Prop 15, small businesses can exempt all of their business equipment. So small business is defined here to mean having fewer than 50 full-time employees. So Prop 15 would reduce tax revenues from the business equipment tax, but increase revenues for commercial real estate. Prop 15 has some additional exclusions for small business owners. If a single owner owns just one piece of commercial property that's worth $3 million or less, Prop 15 does not apply. Prop 15 also has rules for property owned by multiple owners. If the aggregate fair market value of all commercial property owned by a single owner exceeds $3 million, all of that owner's property is subject to Proposition 15's fair market value system of taxation. The proposal as currently written implies that someone who has invested in, say, five small businesses, each of which owns, say, $1 million in real estate, would cause all the properties to be reassessed at fair market value for all the owners. This may not be what was intended, but that's how the proposition currently reads. This $3 million rule for multiple owners also applies to indirect owners, which I assume means ownership through business entities like S-Corps and LLCs. This makes sense in principle, but it also seems like it would be hard to enforce. There are some 501c3 organizations that might be affected by Prop 15. Lots of 501c3 organizations pay California property tax. If they happen to own real estate worth more than $3 million, this could trigger increased property tax bills. These 501c3 organizations might also get caught up in the multiple owner $3 million limit I discussed previously if they happen to be partial owners in properties that also have other owners that have lots of other real estate holdings. So Proposition 15 may economically burden people other than the folks responsible for paying the higher taxes. The entity paying the increased property taxes under Proposition 15 may not be the ones bearing the economic burden of these taxes. Consider commercial tenants renting from a landlord with multiple properties. These tenants might have a triple net lease, which obligates them, the tenants, to pay any property taxes that are due. The owner of the property is the landlord, and the landlord could be subject to Prop 15. The tenant would then be responsible for paying the higher property taxes, even though the landlord is officially the one that's sending the check to the government. So all in all, Proposition 15 is estimated to raise about $10 to $12 billion in revenue. More revenue would be raised in counties that have more valuable property. In San Francisco, for instance, estimates are about $600 to $800 million of additional revenue would be generated. So how will this $10 to $12 billion be allocated? Proposition 15 will result in slightly less income tax being collected by California, since it will increase the cost of doing business. So the first chunk of Proposition 15 revenue will go to refilling these losses from California's general fund. The next chunk of Prop 15 revenue will reimburse counties for increased administrative expenses. Of the remaining funds, 60% of what's left will go to cities, counties, and special districts. 40% goes to something called the Local School and Community College Property Tax Fund. 11% of this fund goes to community colleges. 89% of this fund goes to school districts. The exact funding scheme is complicated because school funding is complicated. Every community college and school district is guaranteed some amount of additional funding, $100 per unit of average daily attendance. But the big change with Prop 15 is that not all property taxes raised in a county would go to that county, because rich districts that already have property tax revenues that exceed state minimum funding allocations would see their allocations from this new fund reduced. In other words, there is some profit sharing amongst the counties and the school districts for this Prop 15 money. So supporters of Prop 15 include Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders at the national level. More locally, the mayors of Oakland, San Francisco, and LA, unified school districts of Oakland, San Francisco, and Santa Clara. Opponents of Prop 15 include Ted Gaines, a member of the California State Board of Equalization, various chambers of commerce, and the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. So Proposition 19 is another proposition concerning property tax that's on the ballot in November. So Prop 19 concerns property tax valuations and exemptions for certain property transfers. Proposition 19 might conflict in some ways with Proposition 15. For example, expensive rental properties that are inherited. I'll just state that this overlap could get messy and leave it at that. So to conclude, there are lots of little details in Proposition 15, so it's difficult to make broad normative generalizations because how you feel about Prop 15 might depend on how some specific group of taxpayers is affected. I encourage you all to read the actual text of the proposed constitutional amendments and vote in November. Thank you.